We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The last time we saw Alex Boone, I couldn't believe it. He was wearing a freaking Seahawks uniform. I'll forgive him just for the sake of this interview. It is good to have you on, Alex. Thank you for joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Whenever I see your name on the guest list, I know that's going to be a fun interview. It's great to have you back, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It is always great to be on with you, by the way.
So one of the reasons why we wanted to bring you on is because you saw life as a Seahawk in a little blip at the end of last year. There's an awful lot of talk about Russell Wilson today and him and Pete Carroll maybe falling a little out of love. When you were in Seattle at the end, did you see any acrimony kind of brewing, or was it smooth sailing as you tried to wrap up a year?
It was absolutely smooth sailing. I mean, when you're around Russ, everything about it is smooth sailing. He's always trying to be positive. He's always trying to be uplifting. He's trying to be the leader in the room. And I don't even think he's just trying. I think it's just how he is naturally. And I think that, you know, because people have asked me before, hey, listen, did you have any idea that this was coming? Not a clue. I mean, with between him and Pete, everything seemed fine. Him and Shoddy, everything seemed great. There was no rifts. There was no problems. There was never any arguing. Everybody was always ready to go. I mean, that's just the style that Pete has. He's super energetic. He's super ready to go, and he's going to make you feel fired up all the time. So this is all kind of coming out as like, oh, my, I did not see this at all.
If that's the case, then do you have any working theories on whether something has turned, whether this is just typical off-season gas baggery, or whether or not Seattle is in fact a team that looks like it's better run than it is?
No, believe me, they're run extremely proficient. The way that everything is done there is well manicured. And I think the truth is people are so surprised that, and for me, I'm not as surprised as most people are, because I guess when you see it every day, when somebody kind of vocalizes how they feel, especially when it's someone that's frustration, right? People are like, oh my God, he's actually been frustrated for this long. Well, I'd be frustrated too if I was getting peppered that much. You would too. And I think sometimes when people come out and say it, oh, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? You're the one getting hit. You're the one that's allowed to come out and say, and I think he did it really respectfully. Now, all this chatter about him getting traded, come on, guys. We know he's not going to get traded. Seattle loves Russell Wilson. Everybody loves him. The way he is, his mannerisms, his character, everything about him is so awesome. There is absolutely no way that Seattle can say goodbye to that. The way that he controls that team, the way that everyone looked up to him, there's no way that you can let a leader like that go, especially on a team that can compete every year the way that they can. I mean, they have all the pieces around. They need to get better protection up front. He's clearly upset about it. So, and you hear these stories about how he's being dismissed. You know, I don't understand why coaches and personnel think that they know so much more than players. At times, yeah, when it comes to the business side of it and the money, that's none of our business. Nobody wants to get involved in that anyways. Nobody talks about money. But when it comes to the X's and the O's, the coaches should always be able to lean on the players. Hey, what are you thinking? And especially a mind like Russell Wilson, who would turn that away? You know what, Russ, we're good. You get now kind of why, hey, listen, I see now why they let Shoddy go. Russ clearly had something to say, like, hey, listen, this is how we need to get it. And he's extremely brilliant. Like, the way he talks about offense and the way he wants to interject things and say, hey, listen, then we'll come back and hit him with one of these. And you're like, wow, I didn't even think about that. That's actually kind of cool. I like the way you do that. He's like, hey, maybe instead of open turn, we backdoor turn this. What do you think about that? Wow. This guy's kind of moving. I like the way his wheels are spinning. So to turn that away, especially a player like Russell Wilson, who's going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of this league. I mean, the way that he can move and the way that he can throw that ball and his accuracy, who turns that away?
Well, I think historically, coaches, right, have always sort of turned this away. But that I feel like that maybe is the central issue to a lot of the upset quarterbacks we've seen over the last couple of years. Do you see a difference in the way quarterbacks are willing to now speak up as opposed to maybe when your career started? And do you think coaches and GMs are starting to listen?
I think that, well, obviously they're not. Look at Deshaun Watson down in Houston, and he has every right to be upset. But I think that the number one is this. You can never make this business personal. And I learned that very early. And my agent told me, listen, this is just business. Never let it personally get to you, because that's when things start wrecking a team. And you're kind of seeing that little riff, right? The media is trying to claw their way in there. And now they're saying, hey, you know, Russ didn't want to trade, but he said if he could go somewhere, they're trying to pull this team apart. Now, I believe truly that Pete Carroll knows how to get a rap on this. Number one, him and Russ have a great relationship. The way that they talk to each other, you can tell there's a huge amount of respect for each other, as there should be. But when players come out now and they start saying things, I think people are so taken back because they go, wow, this is not like the old days where everything was always, oh, they're great, they're a good team, they did a great job. Now people are actually coming out and saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm a little upset about this. I thought we should have hit this in the game, or I thought we should have played this better. And people are like, wow, this guy's really critical, as you should be. You're a professional player. It's okay to have criticism towards people around you. I don't ever feel like that's wrong. You're giving it 100% every day. And if you don't feel like in return you're getting what you're giving, absolutely you have the right to say what you want to say. Now, I think that people, like you said, are saying, when I came in the league, everything was very political. And everything, and we all heard it, right? And now all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is kind of turning into a little drama fest. But it's the way guys feel, and they feel like if they can't voice their opinion out there, can they do it behind closed doors? And then sometimes things never get said. It's okay to say things. We're grown men. If you can't handle the truth, you don't belong in this league, to be honest with you.
Alex Boone here on 95.7 The Game. Did you ever have a little, like, reminiscing of all the war paint that the 49ers with Harbaugh swapped with Carroll's Seahawks? Did you guys ever have a reminisce session about what was?
You know, it's funny because as soon as I walked in there, I felt a little weird, right? Like we had had some animosity towards some players, and as soon as I saw them, they kind of gave me that look like, yeah, don't forget what happened at the bottom of that pile. I knew it was you that hit me. And it's kind of funny though, because there's so much respect on both sides. And when I got to go up there, I tried to pick as many brains as I could, because I always wanted to wonder so many questions. And we start talking about so many games that we had played in, and so many games that we played against each other, and things that we had said to each other. And it's kind of funny, but at the end of the day, you have to respect that. I love the competition. And there's this thing in the NFL that what happens between the white lines must always stay between the white lines. You have to have an on and off switch. You can't always be on, because then you're just not fun to be around and you're too much. And being up there and being with Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright and Russ and all these guys, even Dwayne Brown. I remember Dwayne Brown playing, and we talked about games and the Thursday night games and how much fun we had and all these things. And then everybody said the same thing. Man, those were some great battles, weren't they? They sure were. And that's what made the league fun. And that's what will always make this league fun, is that you can come from one team that hates you, absolutely hates you, and get a guy, and all of a sudden he comes to your team and you love him. And all of a sudden you learn new perspectives, and you start to understand guys differently. And, you know, you start to pick their brain and how they see football. And it's truly, it is a lot of fun if you're kind of a football nerd like me.
Looking at the 49ers, we've spent the whole offseason talking quarterback, and it looks like Jimmy Garoppolo is probably going to be the quarterback. What do you know? If that's the case, it seems like the line has to improve, right? So as a lineman, what's the biggest improvement this offensive line needs?
Oh, you got to sign Trent. You have to sign Trent back. I mean, you can't let him go into free agency. I think that when you talk about one of these mainstay left tackles that can absolutely hold up every game and do their job and shows up day in and day out and is aggressive and physical, but at the same time has this amazing finesse, you need to have him back. But then all of a sudden you look down the rest of the line and you say, hey, man, we might need a right guard, right? And we need Weston to come back. There's so many pieces in this puzzle that kind of have been drifted out because of injuries or whatnot. But you need those back, because if you can get Weston back and you can get Trent back and you can find a reliable right guard, you can have probably one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. And then you don't have to worry about Jimmy getting hurt so much. And then all of a sudden things change and people don't see Jimmy the way they do right now. I understand people are frustrated. Hey, this guy's got a big injury list. At the end of the day, it's your responsibility to keep him healthy. And if he's not healthy, it falls on the O-line always. And it never will be anybody's fault but theirs. And I see that. First thing I'm doing, I'm signing Trent back.
Alex Boone, Is this an off season for you, or did you play your last game?
I'll never play my last game. It's funny because when I was leaving, they asked me, what are we doing? I said, I got 10 more in me. And they all laughed and said, you're crazy. I said, absolutely. I mean, there's this whole competition and being with the guys and absolutely going out every day and giving it everything you got and craving the violence, craving the physicality, watching film, breaking things down, studying everything, being out and running around. It's so awesome. And to be able to get back in, and I told guys before, like, being in the huddle with Russ was so surreal for me because I had watched him so many times destroy my team, that to be in there and to listen to him and to see his eyes when he is so laser focused and the way he just changes things on the run so quickly but so softly, you're like, my God, this guy is incredible. It brought me back to, hey, listen, we could do this forever. This is fun for me. This is what I enjoy. And people are like, listen, man, you're old. I'm like, I'm not old. I'm 33. I'm ready to do this forever. And this is, if you love something enough and you're willing to give it everything you got, you have to lay it all on the line. So I hope that I did not play my last game.
No matter what uniform you put on, we're always going to be rooting for you. You know how much we like you. Alex, thank you so very much. It's great to have a mole inside that Seahawk uniform now. So thank you. You're well done. Well done.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.